Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now that the Times Square and Herald Square pedestrian zone experiments have been declared successful and made permanent, where else around the five boroughs should be turned into car-free plazas? A profile of the New York City Transportation Department in the newspaper City Hall this week says Mayor Bloomberg and Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan are planning to export the idea around the five boroughs, and that neighborhoods are already clamoring for their own pedestrian plazas. So we'll talk about that now, plus the big new bus rapid transit experiment being discussed for 34th Street, and more with the New York City Transportation Commissioner, Jeanette Sadiq Khan. Hello, Commissioner. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
Can you confirm that City Hall report for us? Are you looking to spread the Times Square model around the city?
Well, we've been actually doing that over the last 2.5 years. We've been working on the Plaza program in all five boroughs, and it's been very well received. And in light of the success that we saw in Times Square on Broadway, we've had a lot of interest further south below 23rd Street to extend the green carpet all the way down to Union Square. So we're exploring that right now.
Who's in contention to be rolled out next outside Manhattan, and what would make you say yes or no?
We're looking at Fordham Road, Fordham Plaza. We're taking a look at communities in Brooklyn and Staten Island. And we basically have a competition where we ask communities to submit their ideas for what they'd like to see in terms of additional new green space and new public plazas. And so that submission process is in place right now. And so we're encouraging everybody to send us their ideas, and we will work with them not only to renovate the spaces on an interim basis, but then also move forward to make them more permanent in the capital program.
And listeners, we can open the phones on this for a few minutes. We don't have too long for this segment, but if you want to nominate a few blocks in your neighborhood to be a car-free pedestrian zone, like the five blocks of Broadway are now from 42nd to 47th Street, you can call in and talk to the Transportation Commissioner, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll make sure they get the link to all your ideas. And, Commissioner, I gather that you're ready to take the next step with respect to Broadway?
Well, New York City is constantly changing, and so we were very excited to see the results that we saw in the Green Light for Midtown program. Traffic is moving well. It's much better space for pedestrians, and it's terrific for business. And so what we're looking to do now is, now that the mayor has announced that this will be a permanent feature of New York City's streetscape, we are announcing actually this morning that we are going to be releasing an RFP for a design competition for folks that live and work in New York City. To submit their design ideas for what this new space can look like as we await the capital program.
That's to replace the patio furniture that everybody thought was tacky?
Well, we're going to refresh the look and the feel of Times Square as we're looking to have the capital construction project kick in around 2012, and we'll be working with the city's design and construction agency, which has a design excellence program. But we think that the world's greatest stage for urban design and streetscape is and innovation is really Times Square, and so we're looking to build on that unique quality.
Although, you know, on the day you announced that the Times Square experiment was being made permanent last month, it was still very easy for us to get as many opponents as supporters in the call-in that we did that day, and they weren't all owners of private cars. So are there inevitably winners and losers in a change like this, even if you think it's for the greater good?
Well, what we saw is, despite the fact that we took Broadway as a through street out of the system, what we did is we reconnected 7th Avenue. And for the first time in the history of the city of New York, it actually flows better. And that's what we saw, that we analyzed 2 million taxi trips with our GPS, Global Positioning System technology. And it showed that all across the board, north and south and east and west, traffic flowed better. And so it was also very important for us to see what happened to the pedestrian experience there. And we saw that pedestrian injuries went down some 35% just since we implemented the change. And motorist injuries also went down 63%. So it was a really important change from the safety perspective. It was a really important change in terms of just making the traffic flow better. You know, a lot of times people think, you know, traffic flow in Midtown is sort of an oxymoron, but we were able to show that, you know, it's a problem that's been hidden in plain sight for 200 years, and you can make some changes.
One
that
of
will
the complaints that we got from a few callers was that the buses that run downtown actually go slower takes them longer to get through that area. Did you measure that one way or another?
Yeah, we took a look at that, and buses were about 2% slower going southbound, but we also increased the headways, so you only have less than a minute to pick up another bus that's going through the Times Square corridor. And importantly, on 6th Avenue, buses went some 17% faster. So, you know, again, it's a matter of managing a really complex network. And, you know, Times Square is always going to be congested, but what we need to do is better balance the modes and the investment that we're making in the people, the 356,000 people that use that space every day.
All right. Steve in Manhattan has another place he'd like to be close to cars. Steve?
Hi, Brian. I applaud the car-free areas all across Manhattan, but I think the most obvious one, and one that is really a no-brainer, is Central Park, both because of its purpose of usage.
All of Central Park, even in rush hour.
All of Central Park at all times.
How much have you ever considered that? Certainly people call in with that suggestion all the time.
Well, within the first year, within the last 2 years, we've actually expanded the car-free hours in Central Park, and I think that Central Park is now closed to cars some 98% of the time. So it's really basically open during the peak hours. And again, it's something that we've been looking at. But again, it's a balancing act in terms of, you know, understanding how the traffic flows through this important part of the city.
I want to ask you about the plan for a new kind of dedicated bus lane on part of 34th Street that will include, I gather, closing off a stretch entirely to private cars.
This is a very exciting project that we've been working on for several years. We will have a fully dedicated bus rapid transit way on 34th Street, and we'll be able to connect both rivers, river to river, on a separated right-of-way for buses. And so it will take in important transportation hubs like Penn Station and the Empire State Building, and we think it's going to be a really important investment in the mobility network in this highly congested part of town.
So if that works, is that also a template for something like that on a more widespread scale with respect to cross-town buses?
Well, we continue to work with our partners at the New York City Transit Authority and the MTA to do whatever we can to speed buses through the network. I look at the streets of New York as the rails for the bus system, and so we're working very closely to identify congested areas and bring a series of treatments to make them work better.
Describe a little bit more how that would work, and I don't know why anybody would drive a private car down 34th Street anyway. If they're smart, they would go on the one-way streets either to the north or the south of it. And, you know, as you were saying to me off the air, you can walk faster down 34th Street than drive. Unfortunately, you can walk faster down 34th Street than take a bus for the most part either, and that's what you're trying to change. So is this going to have actual divided barriers? You can have buses and what, wider sidewalks? Or what's actually going
to
be like?
Well, the line that I got from a previous transportation commissioner was the only way to get across town was actually to be born there. So what we're trying to do is address that, short of having, you know, to be born on one side of town or another. So we will have a dedicated right-of-way. If you are going westbound from 5th Avenue, it will be a dedicated right-of-way for buses on the south side of the street. And cars will be on the north side of the street. And then if you go east from 5th Avenue, you'll see a dedicated busway for buses on the north side of the street, and cars will be on the south side of the street. So what will happen is on 5th Avenue, cars will continue in the outbound direction. So you will be able to go down 5th, and you'll be able to go west or only east. So it'll be one way outbound.
Aviva in Brooklyn has a place you'd like to suggest for a pedestrian plaza. Hi, Aviva.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good. So my idea is, I had this idea for a long time, and when I heard it on the radio, I got excited because I really want to take my kids to school by bike, me riding the bike and they be on the bike. They're young enough. But I'm afraid to, because even though we have bike lanes in our neighborhood, I'm afraid that, you know, with the cars pulling in and out of parking spots, and it's just very scary. But I always thought that what if we had an avenue and a street that was clear of cars and that bikes can ride on and pedestrians can walk on, like a big, you know, one avenue and one street in each neighborhood, so like 6th Avenue and 3rd Street. I know it's like a lot of people might have issues with it, but so many more people would ride their children and children. I could even let my children, my son who's now 5, he could ride his...
And the cars could go on the adjacent or the parallel streets. Familiar with that area?
I am. I think that the story of transportation in New York right now, is, as it's continued to be for the last 3 years, is a story about balance. It's about balancing the needs of people that are walking, that are biking, that are taking mass transit. And our goal is always to make it as safe as possible for people who are getting around. And our streets have to accommodate millions of New Yorkers. And so we're laying out a plan right now that actually invests in all modes of transportation. So one of the big new projects that we've got coming up, which should be exciting to your caller, is the 1st and 2nd Avenue select bus service that we're putting in, which will be the first such corridor in the city. And so we're going to be putting in protected bike lane and a dedicated bus lane. And when you look at what the buses are up against in a lot of these corridors, you can see the problem. It's like an obstacle course of traffic, and it's tough to get around. With this one project alone, which will go from Lower Manhattan all the way to 125th Street on 1st and 2nd Avenue, we will be putting in 160 blocks of protected bike lanes, which will nearly double the citywide total in just 1 year. So I agree, we need to do as much as we can to create a safe biking environment as possible. And we've seen double-digit increases in biking over the last year. And we continue to build it, and they continue to come. And we will continue to do whatever we can to build this mobility network into the fabric of the streets of New York.
We just have a couple of minutes. How's bike sharing coming? You were thinking of something like Paris has for a short-distance bike sharing plan in Midtown, but I've heard that there just aren't enough bike lanes to make that safe. Is that the case?
What we're doing right now is much like the major cities that have invested in bike share. The first step is to get the infrastructure in place. And so what we're doing right now is getting the infrastructure in place that allows you to get from point A to point B in a safe and protected way. And that's the first down payment on that type of a program. So we can't do bike share until we've got safe bike lanes.
And coming up on the Leonard Lopate Show later today, they're going to be talking about advantages and disadvantages of more electric cars in New York City, and discuss what kind of major infrastructure changes the city would need to make to accommodate them. Do you have a position on that?
Well, we're trying to make it as easy as possible to get people around in active, healthy ways. We've got a crisis of obesity in the city right now, and a crisis of diabetes. And so what we're trying to do is make it easier for people to walk around, for people to bike around, for people to take transit.
So you don't care if they don't have as much of a carbon footprint or not, these cars?
Well, we're not looking to add more cars to the streets of New York right now. So,
again, make infrastructure changes to accommodate electric cars.
The mayor is actually got a program in place where he's looking at that. The mayor's Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability is exploring all that, and we will continue to look for ways to bring greener infrastructure to the streets of New York.
All these big plans. Do you see yourself as kind of, dare I put it this way, the Robert Moses of sustainable transportation?
I see what I am doing is very much in line with Mayor Bloomberg's Plan YC agenda, and we're writing a very strong transportation chapter to Plan YC. The mayor has made it very clear that we're going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 30% by 2030, and we're well on our way to getting that done. And we have to make our streets safer. We have to make them more efficiently, and we have to build a greater, greener New York. And so that's what we're doing, and that's what you're seeing. And I think what you're seeing is a great reception to that kind of investment. And it doesn't need to take 15 years to build these kind of places. And so, again, we're trying to bring the reality of a greater, greener New York to the streets of New York today.
Just tell our listeners who may want to enter that design contest about what you announced today with respect to the Broadway Plaza. How can they enter?
We'll have the RFP on our website, and you'll be able to download it. And the due date is April 16th, and so we're asking, you know, for people to bring their creativity to the streets of New York.
All right, designers, you go for it out there, and you let us know what you've submitted, and we'll put some of you on the air about that. New York City Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Suddy Khan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come.